I'm Dellen Stokesbury. Making time for making music, how to bring music into your busy life, is a fascinating collection of stories from hundreds of people about their relationships with music. Author Amy Nathan describes it as a different kind of advice book, not one filled with charts and lists of the top 10 steps to success or the best products to buy, but one enriched by personal accounts of challenges experienced and lessons learned. Through these stories, she examines the obstacles we face while pursuing music, how to overcome these obstacles, and the benefits of keeping music in our lives. The book begins by examining some of the common reasons people no longer sing or play instruments. One of these reasons is that many of us believe that making music after high school is a waste of time for anyone who isn't good enough to play professionally. Nathan debunks this idea by providing stories of people who continue to make music into their adulthood, whether it be through joining neighborhood bands or local orchestras just for lawyers. She shows readers that many of the roadblocks to making music in your adulthood are self-imposed and can be overcome by simply searching for opportunities. Fear of failure is another obstacle that making time for making music addresses. Consider the story of an arts administrator in her early 30s who finally returned to the piano after not playing for over a decade. She said, "I grew up thinking that if I couldn't do something well right away, that meant I wasn't born to do it, and there were other people who were. Occasionally, as an undergraduate, when I was feeling brave, I would sneak into the practice rooms at the music college at my university and play one of the pianos there." She said, "Even in a closed room, I was self-conscious about being overheard by people who were more talented." That conflict of wanting to pursue an interest but being intimidated by failure is something I relate to, and I'm sure many others do as well. When I was younger, I found baseball to be a pretty cool sport. Up until that point, a lot of my hobbies were things that had come easy to me, whether it be drumming, drawing, or playing basketball, and I figured baseball would be the same way. I played one game, just one game on my school's softball team, and quit shortly thereafter because I didn't feel I made an immediate enough impact to help the team. If I had a teacher or a coach who told me to look at the sport as something that I'd get better at with time, maybe I wouldn't have been as discouraged at the first sight of failure. And this all ties into a theme Amy Nathan addresses early in the book, which is the impact of student-teacher relationships. Finding a teacher or coach whose instruction method is compatible with your experience level and the way you like to learn can make all the difference in finding a lifelong passion. And many people find that they have far more control over dictating their student-teacher relationships as an adult rather than as a child. Amy Nathan goes on to discuss the benefits of playing music through scientific research, including neurological scans. These scans show that music activates more regions of the brain than nearly any other activity. The corpus callosum, which bridges the left and right sides of the brain, is typically larger in the brains of musicians than non-musicians. This research explains why involvement with music can help people with everyday tasks like coordination, planning, and problem solving. Music also helps relieve stress. Amy Nathan cites a study from Canadian neuroscientist Daniel Levitin, who says listening to music activates areas of the brain that are involved in releasing dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with positive mood and affect. The book also shares several personal anecdotes illustrating just how emotionally uplifting music can be. There's a story of a man who used music as a lifeline to cope with Alzheimer's, a music therapist using songwriting to help war veterans and service members cope with PTSD, and numerous stories of people using music to help them overcome the grief of losing a loved one. These stories demonstrate how music can strengthen us and reduce our everyday stresses. Another benefit of being involved with music is it's one of the best ways to meet new people, especially when moving to a new area. There's a story in the book about a cellist, Fritz Lustig, who fled Nazi Germany, and within 2 months of arriving in Cambridge, England, he was playing in a chamber music concert at Cambridge University. Fritz's cello was a refuge from all the misery in his world and a pathway to new beginnings. Stories like Fritz Lustig's can serve as an inspiration to those who find themselves in hard times or unfamiliar spaces. When we're in those tough situations, sometimes it feels like the easiest thing to do is to close yourself off from the world. But people like Fritz show us that embracing your passions can lead you to meet new people and go new places that will change your life for the better. Making Time for Making Music, How to Bring Music into Your Busy Life, is a book that proves the importance of keeping music in our lives and the importance of chasing our dreams. This has been Dellen Stokesbury for Local Exposure.